Brian Stelter, he sealed his own fate when he decided, with the hubris to end all hubris, to attack a very important person at Discovery. What's Discovery? That's the company who took over CNN. Here's what he had to say earlier this year. Quote, "The people who say the Zucker-era CNN was lacking in real journalism clearly were not watching CNN directly. And yes, I'm including John Malone in all of this." Well, who's John Malone? He's Discovery's largest shareholder and one of the most powerful people in Stelter's incoming orbit. So yeah, let's insult him out in the open in the usual condescending fashion and expect to keep a job where he got half the ratings of Media Buzz that's with Howie Kurtz in the same time slot on this network. And the irony here, Carly Todd, is that as a media reporter, as a media analyst, you're supposed to call out media bias where it exists or media activists where they exist. And instead, Brian Stelter did more to hurt the image of this industry and his network than most people you could think of. His program, his newsletter existed almost solely to obsess about Fox News, often in a very dishonest manner. So, you know, you got to look at it as Jeff Zucker gets the boot and therefore Brian Stelter, as his chief hitman, had no real role left at that network under this new regime run by Discovery.